This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Pella Corporation, Van Manen, Seedstra, Meyer & Nickel, the Knoxville Raceway, and Iowa State Savings Bank. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County Morning, Midday, and Evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Motor & Auto Group, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, and Twin Cedar School District. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Anticipating a new baby in the family? How do we become the best parent we can be both before and after the baby arrives? In the first part of a two-week series on health and wealth, let's go in depth with Lynn Cooper, registered nurse and instructor at Pella Regional Health Center. Well, Lynn, how long have you been working in OB?
I've been here for starting my 12th year. I've been doing it for about 30 years, however, okay. In different hospitals.
And so what got you interested in doing OB?
I have always loved women's health, and when I took the rotation when I was a student, I knew I wanted labor and delivery.
Well, who doesn't like new babies?
I know, exactly.
Yeah, babies are great. Uh-huh. And then the joy that the whole family has, you get to be
right,
part of that.
Right, and it really is family-centered right now. I've really seen a change in that from 30 years ago to where it is now. So you're right, family is involved.
We've been having babies for millennia, but we still need to know about having babies and care of babies and prenatal care, and you teach those kinds of things, right?
I do teach prenatal care, and I love it. And we actually call it birth and beyond because it is about laboring and all that goes into that and how to deliver a baby. But it's also beyond that. A lot of times, first-time moms, you know, none of us have ever had a baby, even though we've been doing it for years, like you said, but we've never learned how to care for that child. So we also teach baby cares, how to take care of the baby, how to take care of yourself after you've had a baby. That's very important, too. So our classes are about birth, but they go beyond that as well.
And so how long are the classes? How are they held? Is it... I'm presuming that fathers are welcome too.
Oh, we definitely want partners there, whether it be a father, a sister, a mother, whoever the support person is most welcome and highly encouraged to be there because they will learn right along with mom. We have two different classes. We have a Saturday class that's an all-day class, so those who can't make couple in a row can use that Saturday class. It's great. It's very popular. And then we have Tuesday nights as well. And that's a 3 to 4 week series that you would come 3 to 4 times.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by KNX Fitness, Westridge Specialty Care, Pella Regional Health Center, and Great Western Bank in Sully. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County Morning, Midday, and Evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Good Samaritan and Society of Indianola, Golay Heating and Cooling, Precision Chiropractic, and Two Rivers Cooperative.
I continued my conversation with Lynn Cooper, registered nurse and instructor at Pella Regional Health Center. Okay, 3 to 4 times, so that's not bad.
Not bad at all, no. It used to be 6 weeks, now we're down to 4, so it's wonderful. But you need to remember that we do talk about labor. We talk about medications for women. Epidurals are very popular right now, so we talk about that. We also do the baby cares. We give a tour of our beautiful new facility. We also do CPR And we also will do a car seat safety class. So that Tuesday is a little bit longer, but we add the CPR and the baby safety as well.
Well, yeah, there's all kinds of things that can go wrong and with the baby. I mean, they get a piece of bread the wrong way or something.
Right.
A little bit older, not the newborns.
Right.
I mean, there's all kinds of things you need to be aware of.
Right. And the nurses on the floor will also teach choking and how to prevent it and how, if it happens, what to do so that moms don't panic with their baby. But we will also teach that in class.
Now, what if I'm a grandma or a mom that's thinks they know everything about birthing?
Yes.
Do they, you know, people?
Well, the birth hasn't changed over the years. You know, we still give birth the same way. But some things have changed. You know, medications have changed. The involvement of the support person has completely changed since grandma has been there. Even when I had my children, you know, my husband would sit by me and maybe hold my hand. But now we want these partners to be very active in what's going on with each contraction, helping mama breathe. We do massages. We teach them about laboring in a whirlpool now. And the dads and the support partners need to be really aware of that and get involved.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Leighton State Bank, Mahaska Bottling, Jim Hicks and Barry Griffith, and Marion County Bank. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the Pella Indoor Pool, Kevin Wadley, CPA, Jill Veenstra with the Pella Realty Group, and Edward Jones Financial Advisors Scott Van Tassel and Lee Curry.
I continued my conversation with Lynn Cooper, registered nurse and instructor at Pella Regional Health Center. But each couple is probably different, huh?
That's what makes the classes fun. Yeah.
Okay, and so you give them options and then they can decide?
We tell them what we mostly do here, and we do give them options. We do work on a birth plan, so everybody knows. But your birth plan is not what they used to be. We need to get that cleared up, too. It used to be, this is what I want, and I only want this. Now the birth plans are more, if this happens, if I have to go for a cesarean section, I would like this person to come with me. I want, you know, skin to skin right after the delivery. You know, there's lots of options. So birth plans are more options now instead of, I must do it this way.
What if somebody wants to do it a way you don't recommend?
We have them talk to their doctor. And if it's okay with their doctor, and we've talked about it. But usually if it's something that we don't recommend, because there are some fun things on the internet that maybe people shouldn't be reading, we will give them the reasons why. We're very honest in our classes, and we will tell you the reasons why you shouldn't do something and the reasons why you should do something.
What is the most common thing people are surprised about that you teach them?
That before they have an epidural, they have to go through contractions. That it's going to be a little bit painful before they get their epidural. Most girls come and they think it's going to be pain-free because they're getting an epidural. And we need to teach, well, you have to be at a certain centimeter before that can happen. You have to be at a certain dilation. Don't know if that's TMI for your listeners, but you have to be there before you can have an epidural. And so there is some laboring that goes on. And I see that even with moms who haven't had classes, that's the most, you know, misconception that they have when they come into the delivery.
Okay, and the epidural being the shot in the
back. That numbs the mom up.
Mm-hmm. What percentage of women have epidurals?
It's in the 90s for sure.
90%. Okay, so it's common, so they better, but they're surprised.
They're still surprised they have to labor before we have an epidural. Yes. Mm-hmm.
More in depth after this.
We'll be right back. This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Midwest One Bank, Edward Jones Financial Advisors Justin Madsen and John Krogstad, RJ Performance of Ottumwa, and Marion County Public Health. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Crossroads of Pella, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Skuring and Utermarkt, and iHealth Solutions.
I continued my conversation with Lynn Cooper, registered nurse and instructor at Pella Regional Health Center. What are dads most surprised about?
That they are not in control. And I think that's probably the best things that dads can learn in the classes, that you're not going to be in control. Mama is going to give birth, and you can be there to support her, but you're not going to be able to fix everything.
It wouldn't dawn on me to try to be in control under such a circumstance.
Well, men like to be in control, though, of everything. And things turn on a dime when you're in labor and giving birth. So they have to be very flexible. And that's one thing that we really teach dads, is how to be flexible.
You know, that's one of the most surprising things I've heard in a long time.
Really?
Because I would just, well, I've been there twice, and it's just like, how can I help? But I'm trying to stay out of the way and be helpful.
Yeah, I think dads are a little different now. They come in wanting to do more.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, good for them for caring and being there, I guess.
Yes, exactly.
But it doesn't have to be the dad. It can be a sister,
no.
A mom,
absolutely.
A friend.
And every class that I have, there's always been a support person that is not the father. So highly want to encourage anyone who's out there that is their first time baby or they haven't had a baby in a long time to please come and take the classes. Bring someone who's going to be with you in labor. It could be the father, it could be your mother, it could be your sister, a friend, just someone who's going to be there and support you.
And that's such a wonderful position to be in. I mean, what a special bonding experience. And for a friend or mom or whoever to be able to participate.
There is nothing like the miracle of birth. And it is a miracle. When you see it, you are witnessing a miracle.
And when I was a kid, the men stood out and smoked cigars in the waiting room.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Things have changed so much with that, with the support person.
Have they changed, let's say, that the last baby a woman had was, say, 5 or 6 years ago? Mm-hmm. Has it changed? Do they know everything?
I think we tend to forget what it was like when we deliver in between children. And I think refresher courses are great just to kind of remember, I guess I would say it that way, remember what it was like and what we had to do and what are the signs of labor. How do I know I'm in labor? When do I go to the hospital? Those things need to be put back in our brains, I think.
Yeah, you don't want to make a mistake and have it in the car on the way over.
No, but that has happened, yeah.
Well, I know you teach more classes than prenatal. Mm-hmm. What other classes do you teach?
The other classes that are available is breastfeeding classes. And I think for me as a nurse, when I came to Pella, we did everything. We did labor, delivery, postpartum, nursing, helping nursing moms. And that was different when I came here. I was only a labor and delivery nurse where I was from. So the big surprise to me was, even though breastfeeding is very natural, it is something you have to work on. And so I highly, highly recommend to first-time moms that want to breastfeed to take that breastfeeding class. And we have also sibling classes. So there's classes to help the little siblings of the brand new baby, how to welcome that baby, what mama's not going to go through as far as the labor and the delivery, but things to help mama out with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So then they can feel a part of it rather than not just have this big surprise.
Right. And they take pictures and they put the picture in the baby's crib, you know, so the sibling really does feel a part of it.
So you're starting a bond with the siblings
before they're even born, right.
And that's probably helpful for years into the future.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
So that's their little baby brother.
It's their baby, too. Yes, not just mom and dad's. It's their baby, too.
Well, that's wonderful concept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any other classes? Then it's not just you teaching, right? There are other staff.
No, there's other staff that teach the breastfeeding class and the sibling class. And then we also have a baby massage class, which is wonderful. And so I highly encourage that too.
Probably should have a mom massage class too. Maybe even dad.
That's right.
Too.
That's right.
I guess I haven't heard about baby massage.
Mm-hmm. It's a concept that has been out there for a little bit, and one of our staff members does that and can teach mom how to do that as well. It relieves gas pains, which is probably number one for babies, so you can teach how to massage the abdomen so that the gas moves on so the baby isn't so in pain. Mm-hmm. One of the ways that you can do it. Mm-hmm.
And so how do people register for classes?
They need to get onto our website, and it is pellahealth.org, and then go to classes, and they're all right there, very easy to do.
You enjoy teaching these classes, don't you?
I love it. I love it. It's the highlight of my week.
Thanks to Lynn Cooper for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.